Hey, Voices in Japan podcast, Ben and Burke, we are back, and today we have a new guest. Another one of our good friends, Matt, stops by to talk about some of the modeling work he has done in Japan. It's really interesting to hear about the type of modeling work and commercials that foreigners can be recruited for in Japan, and Matt gives us a little bit of insight into that world. Matt is also an amazing photographer, and I like his work so much that I had to make sure that he took the photos that my wife and I used for the introductory video for our wedding. His Instagram handle is MattInk919, MattInk919. And apart from his independent photography work, Matt is also a part of the team at HokkaidoGuide.com. That is a premier tourism site for the island of Hokkaido. If you're looking for all the great spots to see for sightseeing or learn about all the great restaurants in Sapporo or anything else you need to know about this number one tourism destination in Japan, be sure to check that out. Again, it's HokkaidoGuide.com. And then he gives us a quiz to test our knowledge on Hokkaido and Japan. And it turns out one of the answers that he gave us may not have been 100% accurate after we did some fact-checking after the episode. So give a listen and see if you can guess which question and answer that is. Thanks for listening and on to the episode.
1, 2, 3...
Welcome back to the podcast, everyone, with me and Burke, Ben and Burke, and we got a special guest today, Matt Holloway, our longtime friend.
Hello.
Who's been living in Sapporo. How long have you been living in Sapporo, Matt?
13 years, Ben.
13, man.
Or before you were born.
Maybe. Definitely before I got here. And so today's topic is, well, we're basically going to interview Matt, but he's going to talk about his acting and modeling and photography career.
My career, yeah.
The career in that field, which is quite interesting, I think, because I don't really know anything about it.
You can be a model, Ben.
Probably not in Japan.
Actually, so that's kind of like a thing that a lot of foreigners, not a lot, but it's something that foreigners can do in Japan outside of teaching English is... there's a good opportunity for people to do modeling jobs and stuff, but is it more difficult to do that, would you think, in Sapporo than, say, like down in Tokyo? Or
easier, I reckon.
Yeah.
Probably.
Did somebody approach you about it, or did you seek it out, or how did you get started?
I was approached in a club.
A club?
A nightclub?
A-Life.
I thought you were talking about a modeling club.
That's where we hang out, man.
Yeah.
I was at a club and this lady came over to me and she said, "How tall are you?" And I was like, "I'm 183. And she's like, "Do you want to do modeling?" I'm like, "Oh, okay."
And that said, that easy?
It was that easy.
This was a Japanese lady.
Yeah. So the only...
was she young or old? Or
40. She was an ex-model.
And she was in the club?
She was in the club too.
All right.
Yeah. And then, she started buying champagne. I was like, "Oh, this is good."
So you mean after you said yes, she was like, "Okay, I'm going to buy you drinks all tonight and
that's
stuff."
That's right,
like,
yeah.
Like a celebratory signing the contract.
So all you have to do is be over 180 centimeters, she said.
Sorry, guys. Eliminates both of us right off the bat. All right.
That's why I don't get approached.
That's why Burke always wears high heels.
That's right. Only when I go dancing. Waiting for that agent at the club to discover me, man.
Stilts.
So, how many years ago was this? Was this quite a few years ago?
Yeah, that was about 8-9 years ago, I guess.
And were you the only one she approached at the club, or did she like get a table of like a bunch of foreigners over 180 centimeters?
No, I was the only one.
Okay.
I was the only one.
This was like late at night at the club, or like 10 p.m.?
I can't quite remember. It was, it's, I don't know.
Okay. Do you mind saying the name of the club? Or
A-Life.
Oh, you did say A-Life. A-Life.
Shut down now.
Yeah.
Shut down.
Unfortunately. Yeah, good memories there.
Good club. Good club.
It's too bad.
So tell us how many modeling or... Yeah, how many modeling gigs have you done?
Shoots, Ben?
Yeah, shoots. I guess you call them shoots.
That's right.
In the industry, right?
How many cuts? How many clothes you wearing?
How many catalogs did you do?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe. I don't know.
How many gigs?
15 to 20, maybe.
Oh, wow. I didn't know you did that many. I thought you...
No, I did about 6 commercials, about 15...
What ones have you done? Because I'll be honest, I've never seen any of them that you've been in.
I could be lying. You know that.
I've seen his. I haven't seen any print campaigns. But I have seen his commercial was. I sent you that picture. I was just walking through that underground passageway between Sapporo and Odori Station. And there's some TVs down there, and all of a sudden, like, they were playing these, like, Sapporo promotional commercials. Yeah. And all of a sudden, Matt popped up. That was during the wintertime, and I guess you were, like, in a gondola or something.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
You kind of, like, drew the smiley face on the window and stuff. Yeah. So I have pictures still.
So that was the recent...
That was the week before I left... Japan for the first time.
Oh, as in like you moved away from
Japan. Yeah, I left Japan for a year, and the week before I got offered this job, and I was like, yeah, I'll do it. And it was kind of cool. They took me all to the sightseeing spots. It was like a little farewell thing.
Wait, but this is when you were already well into your modeling career.
Yeah, it was at the end of my career.
Okay, yeah, sorry. We should probably go back to that initial... when you were approached by the agent at the nightclub.
Right.
So that was the very first campaign. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, exactly what happened? Like,
and then, I had to go to the studio, and then she measured me up. You know, it was adequate. PG. No, it's, you know, you get your height and everything, and then... So, yeah, they take your measurements, and then you do a few shoots.
Test shots?
Yeah, test shots. And
then, they make you, like, a portfolio or something?
Yeah, they do a portfolio, and it's highly embarrassing.
Do you have to pay for that?
No, they just do it all. If you want to do modelling, you can contact a modelling agency or whatever... And then I think you do have to pay for the photo shoots and you get lessons how to catwalk model, but I didn't do any of that.
Yeah, you were a natural.
I was natural.
You were scouted, right? You were scouted.
I was scouted.
Where was you when you say you can, like, this whole production was in Sapporo? Was it like a Tokyo-based company?
Or? No, Sapporo. Sapporo
really?
One. Yeah.
Okay. So this is like downtown Sapporo, the studio and everything? Or?
Yep.
Okay.
What was your first... modeling gig?
It was a pachinko commercial with a French man.
And what was that like? What was the shoot like?
It was good. Took about 6 hours or something.
Was it fun? Is modeling fun?
Not really.
Yes, it doesn't look fun.
It's
easy, right?
I think it's easy. Like, but I mean, you get a camera shoved in your face. And
wait, but did they have to give you like coaching or you?
No, like, nothing. Just, they're like, okay, look excited.
What did they say? I mean, like, was it in Japanese? Was it in English? Like,
The directors always look the same. They usually got long hair, glasses, and a goatee, and like they always speak some English.
Okay.
So, and there's always like 10, 12 people, and you do your makeup, and they give you. Costume to, or like your clothes to put on, and they chuck you in front of the camera and you tell you what to do.
Oh, sorry. And what was this job for again? Was it clothes or what was
it? It was a pachinko commercial.
Oh, pachinko. Pachinko commercial with the Frenchman.
Yeah.
And this was shot in downtown Sapporo.
I shouldn't mention his name, but.
Do we know him?
You do.
Oh.
I rang in. I was teaching English that day. And I rang up sick. It was a day thing. Had to go up in the evening to Obihiro. And then we woke up at 5 o'clock in the morning. And I had to ring up work at 8 o'clock to say I was sick. with these motorbikes going past. And I was like, oh, I'm not feeling good. And then
and was that still the same agency, or was it? Mm-hmm. Your whole career, your whole modeling career, you've been with the same agent?
That's right, yeah, yeah. Because if you're with one agent, you're not allowed to do anything else with another.
You did commercials, so would you say that was like acting in a way?
A little bit, yeah.
Did you meet any famous actors?
I met that comedian guy.
What was his name again? Oizumi Yo, right?
That would be it. Ben, that would be it, yeah.
What was that like? What was that experience like?
Oh, that was good. Oh, that was for a TV show, but that was not with the modeling agency. That was
not a model agency. Not a modeling agency, were they a talent agency?
Like a...
Did you get it yourself?
Not a bunch of foreigners. Like there was like a variety show.
Did you feel like you were being
exploited? Yes.
Yeah. As a foreigner, did you feel like you were being treated as any other model, or were they definitely just like looking for foreigners to get in front of the camera?
I think just looking for foreigners. I don't think it really matters what you look like. Yeah. You know, obviously. Yeah.
But you got paid for that though, right?
Yeah. No, for that TV thing.
Yeah, the Oizumi Yo one. Oh, no, right.
It was just for...
It's a freebie.
Yeah.
Just want to make contacts. Right?
Happens, man.
Wait, but I'm talking about like the modeling though. Was that also kind of felt like you were being exploited? Or did you, I mean, when you're working any job, you don't want to feel like, you know, being, yeah.
Taken but aren't we all exploited really?
I guess so. I mean, yeah.
So what was Oizumi Yo like anyway?
He's all right. He asked my autograph. I said, stop it. Stop following me around.
I actually saw him in downtown, like, not that long ago, and he pulled up outside Mariama Class in a Ferrari.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, and then he just like, because I just noticed the car. I didn't notice him because I'm, you know, like cars. And I was like, oh, man, that's an awesome Ferrari. And then he walks out. And I was with another friend, and he was like, yeah, that's that guy.
Right.
Because I didn't even recognize him at all.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, because he lives in Sapporo.
Yeah, right.
Oh, he's from here anyway.
But I'm trying to look this guy up. I don't really know.
He's got curly hair.
Curly hair. Oizumi Yo.
Yo.
Yeah. He's a comedian, right? Does movies and stuff.
Does movies, I guess. But I mean, this, I don't know. It's...
Do you have a little chat with him? Talk about anything?
Ah, I said hello.
That's it?
No.
Oh, wait, actually, I have seen this guy. I know somebody who's a police officer, and he was on a television program with police officers. And then I saw the program. He's really funny. So, like, they were saying that... I mean, did you feel like he was, like, an entertainer? You kind of, like, recognized right away? He was, like... Obviously, they have, like, the skill as professionals being these, like, entertainers and stuff, or...
I don't know, like, I guess he's obviously good at what he does, otherwise he wouldn't be doing what he's doing, I guess, but you get the feeling they're just bored of it, I guess.
Oh, really?
So obviously being a model, you obviously met a lot of other models too.
Females?
Yeah, female models.
Yes. Japanese or were mostly foreigners?
No, they're all Japanese.
Are they all over 180 centimeters?
The females models, they're tall, man, really tall.
Taller than us?
Probably taller than you guys. About 160. 165, I guess.
I've met a couple of models in Japan, and to be honest, I was surprised that they were models. Because the level... But a lot of them just seem to look kind of normal.
Yeah,
like they don't look like supermodels.
Kind of cute face. Yeah, but they're just tall, like tall and very thin.
So even like regular girls can be models.
I think
as long as they're tall.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah, no doubt.
So when like the models that you met were like that,
yeah,
weren't like stunning or anything.
No, not really.
So why do we move on to photography? You're into photography, right?
I am. Yeah, I am.
And for people who have been listening, this is the guy who did the amazing job for my wedding. The photographs that he took for us, we used for our introductory video at our wedding, which got the most compliments out of any of the videos that we played at the wedding.
Oh, really?
So thanks to you. Yeah.
No, yeah, I started in high school, and then I did it in, for like, in Australia, we call it TAFE.
TAFE? What is TAFE? Do you know TAFE?
Never heard of it.
Yeah. Right.
What is it?
What is TAFE?
It's a tertiary education. I forget what it even stands for now.
Oh, you mean it's part of the, like, curriculum or something?
No,
like
after high school, you can go to university, or it's like a...
Okay.
Like a, it's like a specific field of study you want to study in. So I did photography.
Okay.
For a couple of years, and then university, and then I sort of stopped doing photography, and then I bought a... I did, like, a world tour, like a world travel around. I bought a Smith camera, and I came back here, and I started really getting into it.
Was there something that initially drew you to photography? Like, did you have, you knew somebody was into it, or you...
I've just always liked it. Like, I was always into art, painting, stuff like that. So,
an artist. Yeah. And you're still doing a lot of photography in Japan as well.
Yeah, I've had exhibitions in Sydney, and I had a couple here.
You got any coming up soon?
Planned? But we are opening up an art gallery this year.
Oh, really?
Called Gallery 24.
Okay.
It's going to be at North 24.
Nice.
Big space with Gareth.
Yeah.
Yeah, who I also work with our website, Hokkaido Guide.
Hokkaido Guide, we've mentioned that on the podcast. HokkaidoGuide.com. We're talking about the top cherry blossom viewing sites in Hokkaido.
Yeah, so we'll put a link on the description. Link to the website.
Right. We'll put you guys on our website.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, exchanging.
And your heights.
Vital statistics.
169.2. Right now, then, the main photography you're doing is just for Hokkaido Guide?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, you also have... Matt, you have your social media pages too, right? Are those, like, for promotion or just for hobby?
For my personal, like, just for photography.
Well, because you have your individual, obviously, like, social media account, but I think you also have a photography...
No, it's, I'm making up a new site.
Okay.
Yeah.
But was that Matt Holloway Photography? Was that for promotion?
Yeah, holloway-photography.com, yeah.
Wait, so you have the Hokkaido Guide, and you're about... So you're going in the process of developing the promotional website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when did you... have you been doing, like, for, like, I don't know, monetary purposes or professionally for a while now? Or when did you get into... Are you still kind of looking to that, or have you been...
Looking into it, like, yeah. So if anyone wants any, you know, they can call me or something.
Yeah, well, after our wedding, I was trying to tell everybody and stuff, and you took some for
Ben,
one of our other friends, too.
Ben wants some nude stuff.
Yeah. How can I get in touch with you if I want some nude photos? I've
already taken those.
When I was asleep?
Yeah. Don't you remember waking up with that watermelon in your arms?
Oh, yeah, I do remember that, from the camping trip.
Yeah, pieces of fruit.
Actually, let's just back up here. Hold on. Because I want to know, like, right now, how many projects are you involved with? There's Hokkaido Guide, the individual photography. Are those basically the only two you're focusing on right now, or are you also doing some other things on the side?
Yeah, no, I'm doing the photography for Hokkaido Guide.
Yeah.
Anytime work comes up that I can do as a photographer for, you know, modeling or whatever, I'll do that. And then the art gallery, we want to get going.
How often do you get stuff for the modeling gigs? Was that kind of...
People taking photos of people?
No, portrait. I mean like, you know, your modeling career. How's that going?
It's over, Ben. I'm an old man.
It's finished.
10 pounds ago. Well, don't have it anymore. Actually, I went and saw the lady who I met at A-Life. I went and saw her a few weeks ago. And said, hey, I'm still here, by the way. Like, she thought I was gone. I said, no, I'm back in town. She's like, oh, cool. I'll let you know if something comes.
We'll be in touch.
Yeah, it was a bit like that. It's like, all right.
It happens to the best of them.
Well, I heard a friend of ours, or someone that we know, I was surprised when I heard that he was doing modeling. But I heard he was very successful because he would call them up all the time, like, have you got work, and he pretty much annoyed them so much that they just gave him all this work.
Really?
And so he, out of all the people in Sapporo that do modeling, he was the most successful or had the most jobs.
I'm curious.
And we both know who, we all know who he is.
Is he over 180 centimeters?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you know him
it
very
wasn't
well.
Me, man.
Yeah, it's not me. Yeah, but you know him very well, Matt.
Okay.
Yeah. Can't name him.
I mean, would you still want to be doing it right now if the jobs were there?
For the money, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think, like, well, if you do what this guy did and just keep calling them up and badgering them and then annoy them so much that they'll just give you work.
How about you be my manager and call them for me and I'll give you a cut of my money?
Yeah, sounds good.
He's going to start taking 20%.
Yeah. I'm not even going to make any phone calls.
It is weird to be stuck in front of a camera and they say weird stuff to you, you know, like...
What kind of stuff?
Look like you're a lawyer walking through the street. Yeah, wearing a suit and sort of. Okay.
Was that a commercial for?
No, it was like a suit advertisement. So and like, oh, I look like you're a golfer and you're on the course and you've just like, you know, it's just okay. That's weird.
Yeah, yeah. Use some acting skills, I guess.
That's right. Yeah. Look like Burke's just done 1,000 push-ups in front of you. Like, okay.
I just did that before the podcast. So. Can I ask a little bit more about Hokkaido Guide? Or
Yeah, for it.
How long has that been going now?
It's our third year. It's slowly. Yeah, it's going well. Going very well.
And what was the the origination of that? Like, you guys just figured already Hokkaido? Because for people, I mean, a lot of people know already Hokkaido is like booming in terms of tourism. I've mentioned it before in most Asian countries. Like, it's Hokkaido is mentioned as a top place to visit in Japan.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Like,
so did you guys think that and you saw the opportunity, or you just wanted to start it anyways? Or
it was Gareth's baby to begin with, and he had that quite a while ago, and he had other things going on and sort of forgot about it, and then still had the name Hokkaido Guide, which is a great name to have.
Yeah.
Said, are you interested in like taking photos and writing articles for it? I'm like, yeah, I kind of do that side of it. And then
You're writing the articles too?
Yeah, I can write. Me, I have the best words, but
you're uploading a lot of stuff constantly.
Yeah, try. But I mean, you get so, like, while you're teaching and.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. That's actually a lot of work. Like, the writing the articles, well, I guess actually there's a lot of editing and everything.
Well, I mean, you've got to go out and take the photo, you know, then you've got to edit it, then load them up, then write the art, you know, research the place that you went to.
Where, have you been all over Hokkaido to do that?
No.
But well, a lot of places.
Yeah, how many articles have you guys put up now? There's quite a few.
Well, I don't know, actually. Maybe 250.
Jeez, that man, I didn't even know it was that many.
And that's all written by you?
Yeah. 250 articles. Well, a couple of other guys did some, but they kind of sort of stopped that, other things going on.
250 in 3 years, man. That is a busy
I was writing.
Schedule.
Yeah, I was doing two a day.
Wow.
No, sorry. Once every 2 days, I lie.
Jeez.
That's a lot, though.
Yeah.
What would you say is your favorite place you've been so far in Hokkaido?
Besides this room?
Yeah.
Besides this moment right now.
You can't write this bit.
Well, there's probably a few. Can you give us a few? Just say, top might be.
Top three.
Unless you're top, yeah.
I don't know. Lake Shikotsu is nice. It's got a special place.
Can you elaborate on that?
No, Burke, I can't. No, Lake Shikots is nice. Shakotan, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Shakotan's good. I just went to Matsumai.
I don't know Matsumai.
It's the only castle in Hokkaido.
Okay. Is it down near Hakodate or something?
Yeah, it's way at the bottom for the cherry blossoms down there, which I think is the number one spot.
Oh, that's right. I had it in my mind and I didn't know where it was, but I think I mentioned that on the recent podcast.
Number one spot for cherry blossoms.
Oh, I think so. For that I've seen, for sure.
And what makes it number one spot?
Well, there's not that many people down there because it is a fair drive, so it's not too crowded. They got 2,000 cherry blossom trees. And they got the castle, and you know, it's nice. It's real old school Japan. Like, the village down there it's all set up kind of old school.
What?
I've actually made up I'm going to test you guys. See, while you write, we do these articles and you find out stuff about Japan and Hokkaido.
Yeah, you must be an expert on Hokkaido now, pretty much.
At least 10 things. 9, definitely. So okay. I've made up a few questions for you guys.
Okay.
I'm going to test the intelligence of Ben and Burke.
About Hokkaido, right?
Yeah, Japan and Hokkaido.
Japan as well.
Right. Oh, so this isn't Hokkaido specific?
No, generally it is.
Okay.
Generally it is.
Okay. Maybe, yeah. All right.
But I did not know these. I just looked them up. All right. Just, you know. So,
what is this? This is a quiz? We're doing a quiz?
It's a quiz. So
do we have to, like, buzz in or raise a hand?
No. You say your answer, and then you say your answer.
What does the winner get?
Yeah.
1,000 yen from the other guy.
You're not going to give us money?
No. I'll award you the money after I get it from the other one. I'll place a bet.
Okay. Oh, you're betting. Who are you betting on?
I reckon you got this. You're a smart dude. So, Sapporo was founded in 1876. Okay.
I didn't know that. Did you know that, Burke?
I didn't, but was that the question?
My question is...
1876!
So, a lot of settlers came up from Honshu. So, samurais, farmers, a whole group came up. Now, my question is... How many settlers from Honshu came in this first wave? There was a group of them, a large group.
In 1876?
No, before then. So they came in and
cultivated the land.
Okay. Should we take turns answering first?
Burke, you can go first.
What? I was going to say
Mr. Mr. Husky voice. My Burke.
What is it? I mean, like what, to the nearest?
Whoever gets the closest number gets 1 point.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a group of samurai and...
Farmers, they're all sorts. They came up sorts.
To
Hokkaido.
The first settlers of Hokkaido.
Yeah, it's like the first wagons coming in, right?
The first wagons, horses, stuff. Wow, 1876.
Before then, I guess.
Before then. All right, I'm going to say...
a number.
I'm going to say 30.
Ooh. So what is it? Is the person that's closest to
gets it, yeah.
The number, right?
So,
all right, I'm gonna go for a 31.
Ben, you're a smart man. Point goes to Ben.
Yes. What's the number?
500.
Oh,
so 500. I had no idea.
Okay, number two. So I got 1 point. All right.
So the main, what's the fiercest animal in Hokkaido besides you two?
So I'll go first.
No, this is the black bear, right?
All right. Oh, that's okay. That's not the question.
Yeah. How many black bears are there in Japan?
That we've met?
Not black belt bears. Black belt bears.
In Japan, not Hokkaido.
Not Hokkaido, in Japan.
Wait, did somebody go out and count all these?
What do you think I was doing for the last week? It's been one big... Look at these scars.
You shouldn't try to shake hands with them.
Gotta touch them. 1, 2.
Wow, I don't even have any idea.
How many black bears?
In the whole of Japan. All right, I'm going to go for...
And they start from northern Honshu into Hokkaido, obviously.
Oh, really?
I guess so.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right. I'm going to say
31.
12.
I'm going to go for 5,000.
Nice number, Ben. Nice even number there.
All right. This is currently, right? Not when those 500 settlers came.
There's probably a lot more back then, I'd imagine.
5,000? Yeah. I'm going to say that's too high.
So you're going to go for 4,999.
I was going to say, man, you didn't give me a good number to use your strategy and do 5,001. I'm going to go with 2,000.
The answer is 10,000 bears. That's another point.
Goodness.
I win again.
They're all over the place. 1,000, man.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of bears.
Yeah, and only in north of Japan, pretty much.
Yeah, right? What should you do if you meet a bear?
Run away.
Run faster than you. Actually,
I know what you should do. I know what you should do. Yeah. You should
kick Ben in the legs, stab him in the calves, then run.
I know exactly what you should do. Because I lived in Canada, and they have a lot of grizzlies there. And they said if you see a bear, you make eye contact with it, you make yourself as big as possible, and then you walk backwards very slowly. But never lose an eye contact with it.
You've got to be over 6 foot then, don't you? 180?
No, you just lift your arms up and you kind of look, trying to look scary.
Right. I'm going to have to go hiking in my high heels from now on.
Your catwalk model out of there. Which leads me on to my next question.
2-0.
2-0, Burke, you know.
Yes, I wasn't built for this.
Are you familiar with the Sankebetsu brown bear incident?
No.
This is not a question. Oh, it is a question, but it's not.
Sankebetsu or Sankebetsu?
Sankebetsu.
Sankebetsu.
We should make a movie about this because it's quite interesting. From December 9th to December 14th, 1915.
Mm-hmm.
So about the time you were born, Burke.
Right around Christmas.
That's right. A bear, 340 kilograms, 2.7 meters, definitely model material, tall. Hounded a village for those 4 days. How many people did it eat?
December 9th to December 14th.
What year?
1915.
1915.
Work your way back there, Ben.
Who's answering first, me?
How many people were killed by this bear?
This is like the story or the movie.
It's fascinating, man.
With the lion.
Yeah, those lines.
With Michael Douglas.
Yeah, and Val Kilmer. Yeah.
Right, is that a true story?
Yeah,
about that
line? Ghost in the...
Yeah, Ghost in the Darkness or Darkness in the Ghost.
Lions in the Dark.
Val Kilmer, right. He was in that movie. Yeah. Iceman.
You're dangerous.
All right. Be my man anytime.
We should do a whole podcast on Val Kilmer. It's Val Kilmer quotes.
I was going to say Heat, man. That was an awesome movie, man.
Heat was brilliant.
Yeah.
He didn't do much talking in Heat.
Yeah.
He didn't need to.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Well, first of all, I see a pattern here. It was 500 to 5,000. I'm going to go 50,000.
The bear killed 50,000 people.
I'm just kidding. All right. I'm going to go 10
people.
No, I'm not going to. I'm going to say 5 over about 5 days, right? A person a day. Bear only eats about a person a day.
Love that accent.
Oh, logic. I like that. Was that over 5 days in 1915?
Yeah.
Was that a village in Hokkaido?
It was.
What was the name of the village? Oh, okay. That helps.
Actually, it took out two. Oh, sorry. Anyway, no, I'm not going to give any more information on this.
So, how many did you say about five? I think 25.
Dude, if it took more than 25 people,
I don't think it ate all 25, but I think it killed 25.
Oh, I was thinking we're talking about eating.
Well, I actually ate two of them and it killed 4 others. Oh, I just gave the answer. It was 6 people.
Man.
Oh, yeah, man, you were real close.
Yeah,
one off.
You were close. I mean, if I were a bear. Another guy died a year later from these wounds, so I guess it was 7.
Wow.
Did they get the bear? They killed him?
No, I can't remember. When I was there. It's a long time ago, man.
That bear could still be out there.
It was nuts. And it came in and broke into a house, killed a kid, took the mother, ate her, and then so they hunted it and couldn't find it. And while they were hunting it, it went in and killed another family. And they set up traps for it. And then they shot at it and missed it. It was like a super bear.
Did they make a movie out of that?
They've made two, but they haven't. We should make one.
We should. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
I want to be the bear.
I want to be the bear. 2-1.
2-1.
Burke's in the comeback. Okay. This is a Japan question. Like the all of Japan. What does Japan eat more than any other countries in the world?
It has to, surely it's got to, does it have to be a specific food like cheese? Or could I just say...
Oh, like camembert?
Fruit.
No, a food group, yeah.
A food group? Yeah. A food group is good. All right, fish.
Fish. Interesting. Interesting.
More Japan, not what does Japan eat the most, but what do they eat more than any other country in the world?
In terms don't of get weird in on terms me. Of percentage wise, okay, or the actual consumption amount.
Hey, I'm asking the questions here, Ben. You've answered, right? You be quiet.
Okay. You're talking about in terms of fish. Consumption.
Final answer.
Fish. That's it.
Can I change it to seafood?
No, you said fish. No,
right, fish.
Can my answer just be food?
Well, they probably don't eat more food than anybody else in the world. Is that your? It can be your answer if you want it to be food.
No, I'm going to go with, let's see, what do... Well, I'm going to say it's actually something that's probably not that common, but they eat more than any other country. So I'm going to say something like some kind of soy product, perhaps.
A soy product? Is that your answer?
No. Yes. In the interest of time, I am going to say they eat more whale.
Controversial,
Burke. Controversial. The answer is, it is in the ocean, and it is fish. It's a mammal.
Oh, but he's got a specific fish.
No, it's fish, so...
Oh. So whales and mammals get another point.
You get another point. Speaking of dead animals, this leads me to my next question.
Oh, final question.
Oh, we got a couple more. We got time?
No, we don't have that much time.
Really?
Yeah.
This is more interesting than the modelling stuff.
No, I mean, like, we actually don't have that much time left.
When did the Hokkaido wolf become extinct?
The Hokkaido wolf?
The Ezo Ezo wolf.
Oh. What is that? What is the Ezo wolf?
It's a wolf that became extinct.
Wolf.
Oh, a wolf.
A wolf. What did you miss then?
Like, you said a wolf.
You guys are...
I thought you meant like...
We're from Australia.
I thought you said like a dog barking sound. Like woof. A woof, woof.
When did it go extinct?
Yeah, that's why it didn't make any sense.
Hey, Burke, he's trying to waste time because he's winning. Burke, you're up.
I'm going to say right around the time I was born, 1977.
I was thinking yeah, that. I was thinking around then. Yeah, the 70s. I was thinking like 1975.
Hippies. Oh, hippies the 60s. Okay. The answer is, what did you say, sorry?
1975.
77. Man, your period of time, you haven't got much. You know, it's Ben's point again, I'm afraid. What it was... 1890.
Ooh. That was close.
100 years off.
Last one. We've got time for one more question.
One more question. Yeah. Okay.
Hold on. What's the score so far?
3-1.
Oh, so I've won anyway, 4-1. Right?
I guess you got to.
How about bonus something? One?
Yeah.
Well, bonus. Okay.
This right is... gets something else.
3 points.
3 points.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, right. When was the first? Okay. This is a. When was the first manga written? If you get that, you get a 1 point. And what was it? What was the name of the manga? Then you get a bonus 10 points.
Wow, that's a tough one. Who's going first?
I don't know the name. First of all,
I don't know.
Ben. It's but, Ben.
Okay. Yeah. The you know first. You know the Ben. First manga ever
in
written.
Japan. Yeah, in Japan. Japan. Which I guess would be the first manga in the world. What year? And what was it?
Can we get a hint?
It was a Japanese manga. I don't know. Base it around the DC and...
No, I mean time of year. On the time.
What year? What year?
Yeah, give me a hint on the time it was written.
I thought I just did, didn't I?
DC.
You know, when was Superman and all that starting to get written?
All right. Okay, because I was going to go, like, way back. I was going to be, like, traditional manga. you're talking about
comic books.
Yeah, you're talking about I was talking about art.
It's a very famous. I think I know what it is.
I think it was a 1920. I'm going for
1920,
and I think it is Sazae-san. A bit of a gamble.
That was the wind. I'm going to say 1950, and I'm going to say Doraemon. No, I'm just kidding. It's not Doraemon. We got to say the name too. Is right.
Yeah. So what did you say? 1920.
Yeah.
1920.
And Sazae-san. I'm gonna say
1950.
Superman was written all the way back in 1920.
I have no idea.
I'm gonna stick with my answer now that you've kind of like even given it away a little bit. But I'm gonna say 1950, and I have no idea about the title.
Have a stab in the dark.
He said Doraemon. Give him that one.
All right, Doraemon.
It's not Doraemon, and it's not yours. But I feel I should give Burke something quite special because it was 1950.
Oh,
on the dot. On the dot. That's going to be worth.
I think I just won.
It's hard.
What
to...
is this, 3-2? We could.
One more question worth 2 points, or are we done?
We don't. Yeah, we're kind of over time. Yeah. Actually, yeah, we've been recording pretty long.
And the comic was Astro Boy.
Oh, I didn't even know that was Japanese. To be honest, so.
I didn't realize it was that old. Yeah, I thought it was a newer one. Astro Boy.
You can check me up on these later. I could be wrong. I just made these questions up. So yeah.
I think that bear did kill 50,000 people, man.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, we've probably come to the end, I think, of the podcast. Thanks for coming, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for the quiz. That was fun.
I don't know why we have to be naked while we do these. Interviews and why we have to hold hands, but you know, whatever.
Don't tell anyone else that you know you're not supposed to do that, okay?
Okay,
for future guests. So yeah, if you want to find us on social media, we have all the social media outlets. Voices in Japan. Thanks for listening. Matt, we can find you on HokkaidoGuy.com.
That's correct, right? Yes.
Anywhere else?
No, just that for now.
But coming soon will be the website.
Yep.
What, a Matt Holloway photography website?
That's correct, yeah. And the Gallery 24 website.
Gallery 24 website. So we'll post those details as and when we know them on social media. So, keep following us. All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.